ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 10 चैप्टर एंड टाइटल्स डिलीवरेंस ऑफ द यमल अर्जुना ट्रीज वर्स नंबर 1 एंड देन 2 एंड देन थर्ड वन। थर्ड वन आई थिंक इज रिटन हियर ऑन द बोर्ड। या सो फर्स्ट वर्स इज लाइक दिस। श्रीराज उवाच कथ्याताम भगवनेत्येत तयो शापस्य कारणं यत्तत् विगृहित विगृहित हृतं कर्म येन वा देवर्षस्तमः। किंग परीक्षित इंक्वायर्ड फ्रॉम श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी, ओ ग्रेट एंड पावरफुल सेंट, व्हाट वाज द कॉज ऑफ नलकुवर्स एंड मणिग्रीवर्स हैविंग बीन कर्स्ड बाय नारद मुनि? व्हाट डिड दे डू दैट was so abominable that even Narada, the great sage, became angry at them? Kindly describe this to me. Next verse, Vishnu Shukta Goswami is saying. So, second and third verse. So, second verse I am reciting and third verse we would recite together. Rudrasyanucharo bhutva, excuse me, Shri Shuka uvacha, Rudrasyanucharo bhutva, Suddipto dhanadhatmajau, कैलासोपवने रम्ये मंदाकिन्या मदोत्कटौ। सो नाउ कम्स द थर्ड वर्स। वारुणिम मदिरां पीत्वा मदाघूणितलोचनौ स्त्रीजनैरनुगायद्भिः शरे एक्सक्यूज मी चेतरु पुष्पिते वने। वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। वर्ड मीनिंग श्री शुक उवाच। श्री शुकदेव गोस्वामी रिप्लाइड, रुद्रस्य ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा अनुचरौ, टू ग्रेट डिवोटीज और एसोसिएट्स, भूत्वा being elevated to that post, Srudipto, being proud of that position and their beautiful bodily features, Dhanada Atmajau, the two sons of Kuvera, treasure of the demigods, Kailash Upavane, in a small garden attached to Kailash Parvat, the residence of Lord Shiva, Ramye, in a very beautiful place, Mandakinyam, on the river Mandakini, Madhudkritam, terribly proud and mad, Varunim, a kind of liquor named Varuni, Madira, intoxication, Pitva, drinking, Mad Agrunita, Lochana, their eyes rolling with intoxication, Stri Janai, with woman, Anugayadhi, vibrating songs sung by them, Cheratu, wandered, Pushpatevane, in a nice flower garden. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, because the two sons of Kuvera had been elevated to the association of Lord Shiva, of which they were very much proud, they were allowed to wander in the garden attached to Kailash Hill. on the bank of Mandakini river. Taking advantage of this, they used to drink a kind of liquor called Varuni. Accompanied by women singing after them, they would wander in the garden of flowers, their eyes always rolling in intoxication. Purport. This verse mentions some of the material advantages afforded to persons associated with or devoted to Lord Shiva. Apart from Lord Shiva, if one is devotee of any other demigod, one receives some material advantages. Foolish people therefore become devotees of demigods. This has been pointed out and criticized by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 verse number 20. Kamistasya hita jnana prapadyante anya devata. Those who are not devotees of Krishna have a taste for women, wine and so forth. And therefore they have been described as hrithik jnana, bereft of sense. The Krishna consciousness movement can very easily be point out such foolish persons, for they have been indicated in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 verse number 15, where Lord Krishna says, Namam duskritanam mooda prapadyante naradhavam mayaya hrithik jnana asuram bhavam ashritam. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Anyone who is not a devotee of Krishna and does not surrender to Krishna must be considered Naradhama, the lowest of men, and Dushkriti, one who always commits sinful activities. Thus there is no difficulty in finding out who is third class or fourth class man. For one's position can be understood simply by this crucial test. Is he or is he not a devotee of Krishna? Why are devotees of the demigods greater in number than the Vaishnavas? The answer is given herein. Vaishnavas are not interested in such fourth class pleasures as wine and women, nor does Krishna allow them such facilities. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Sharakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Gadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascham Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagalalta Shri Vishakhan Vitascha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanti Radha Kanti Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Kirim Yatripata Mahamande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna. So before I begin to say anything, first of all I seek blessings of the great Vaishnavas here. Panchakona Prabhuji, Radharaman Maharaj, so many great Vaishnavas are here. And this is a very elevated seat because from this Vyasasan, so many great Vaishnavas have spoken such potent Hari Katha. So that way I am feeling very embarrassed and very small to sit here and speak anything. But yes, for the transcendental pleasure of the devotees and for my own much needed purification, I'll try to say something. Hare Krishna. So here we see then first verse, Narad Muni, Parishad Maharaj is asking that how come a great sage like Narad Muni, he has become angry? Very relevant question. How can a devotee become angry? Can a devotee become angry? Yes, of course, devotee can become angry. There's a difference between becoming angry, flaring up, and second is that I choose to become angry because anger is an emotion. And you know, we should not curb emotions. We should rightly utilize the emotions. So anger also has got its right utility. It is there. Like Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Hanumanji. When he went to Lanka, he burnt Lanka. Now, not that he was so much enraged, he was so much flaring up, he was so much angry that he burned entire Lanka, and then at the end he realized, oh, I also burnt Ashok Vatika where there was Mother Sita. Oh, no. No. His anger was in control. Two places he did not put fire on. One was Vibhishan's house, because he's a devotee. And second is Mother Sita's place, Ashok Vatika. The rest, entire Lanka, he burnt. So that means if somebody is becoming angry, even in anger, the anger, that means like a flame. So flame should be semi-sim, or so those who are ladies, they know that when fire is there, fire has to be controlled, and then fire can give good results. One Srila Prabhupada, he was chastising one devotee. As Srila Prabhupada was ringing the bell and the devotee was not coming, he was lost somewhere. And then Srila Prabhupada called that devotee and he was chastising him. And then at that time, Navigendra Maharaj, he entered the room. He thought that today I would also get bashing because today Srila Prabhupada's mood is, he's very angry. Today I would also be victim of his anger. But as Srila Prabhupada, he saw Navigendra Maharaj, he entered the room. Immediately Srila Prabhupada was smiling. He said, oh, Navigendra Swami, you have come, welcome, welcome. How is the preaching going on? Now Navigendra Maharaj, he was astonished that he was angry, he was chastising. And then all of a sudden now he is so cheerful, he is encouraging, he is welcoming. How come? Because Srila Prabhupada's anger was not in tamas. It's an instrument to correct somebody for rectification, for the upliftment, for the betterment. So that is, this kind of anger is not in tamas. So in Narad Muni also, when he became angry, not that, oh, in his rage, then he became angry and then he caused Nalgur and Manigrim. No. They become angry, just like parents, they become angry sometimes on children. Not that they have got this vengeance against their children. They become angry so that they can be corrected, they can be uplifted. So that's given in the first verse. And then in the second verse, we see that now these two brothers, now they are intoxicated. And then Narad Muni, so now Srila Sukadev Goswami, he is describing that what is their state of condition. So, and then Srila Prabhupada starts with the purport that those who are the devotees of demigods, they have got an advantage, that they have got material opulence. They have got material opulence. Because the devotees of the demigods, they seek material opulence because that is what demigods can offer. Because demigods are mostly, if not all, mostly they are Sakam Bhaktas. And because they are Sakam Bhaktas, that means devotees who are having material desires as well. Of course, when there is trouble, so for troubleshooting, they rush to Brahmaji and then Vishnu, oh please save us, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakshravan. So they go to the Lord. But yeah, they also have desires. So that's for those who are devotees of the demigods. So they have got material opulence. And we see that even this question would come. This comes in 10th canto itself, where Srila Parikshit Maharaj is asking Srila Sukadev Goswami that how come the devotees of Lord Hari, they do not have any material opulence. But those who are devotees of Lord Shiva, they have got lot of material opulence. Including Lord Shiva, being a devotee of Lord Hari, he doesn't have even one BHK apartment. So we can't understand that. How come Lord Hari's devotees, they don't have anything? And then Srila Sukadev Goswami explains that how come the devotees of Lord Shiva, they have got material opulence, and the devotees of Lord Krishna or Lord Hari, they have got spiritual opulence. Now, not that they can't have material opulence. They don't choose to have material opulence. Like once Yudhishthira Maharaj, he told Lord Krishna, please give me lots and lots of material opulence. And Krishna said, well, usually my devotees, they don't ask for such benediction. How come you are asking for material opulence, Yudhishthir? He said, well, somehow there is image in the society that those who are devotees of Lord Hari, they are downtrodden, they are beggars, they are paupers, they don't have any material opulence. I want to tell to the world that actually the devotees of Lord Krishna can also have all material opulence if they want to, but they don't choose to have material opulence. That's why I want to have all of this opulence. They don't choose and they just reject it because that's so insignificant actually. That's why. Like there is one very, very beautiful song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he says, Nahi magi deha sukha, moksha nahi magi, na kori parartha kono vibhutir lagi. So nahi magi deha sukha, I don't want bodily pleasures. Acha? So what do you want? actually. Like this fourth verse, it describes very nicely this verse on which this song is written. Na dhanam. Krishna says, Archa, you don't need money. Money is power. Na dhanam. Okay. Okay, you want popularity, garlands, jai ho, you want that, I can give you. Na janam, okay, na janam. Oh, got it, everyone wants that. Sundaram, I can give you that. If you want a handsome guy, you want a beautiful girl, I can give you. Tathastu, no, na sundaram, are you crazy? Uh-huh, got it. You are from Haridwar, Rishikeshwala lot. You want moksha. You want mukti. Right? I can give you tathasu. No. Mama janmani janmanishwari. Life after life, birth after birth. You don't want even moksha. Then what do you want? Bhavatat bhakti. I want bhakti. Bhakti. For whom? Twai. For you. Oh. Maya, test this guy. Other things I give very easily. Dhanam, janam, sundarim, handsome guy, moksha, very easily. Bhakti. Then I have to check this guy. Okay, Maya test. Before Maya comes, Maya's test comes karma's test. Most of the people, they are just wearing their karmas. And they say, well, God is taking my test. Excuse me, you're not that special that God would take your test, Baba. First test is done by the karmas. 99.99% lot is done by the karma. And then 0.1% they are tested by Maya. And then somebody has passed the test of Maya as well. Then Krishna says, oh, smart guy. And then Krishna test. So that way those who are, they are very, very special people who are tested by Krishna. But yes, here we see that those who are devotees or demigods, they have this nature. That they want material benedictions. Excellent example comes in Valmiki Ramayana of Ravan. Ravan pleased Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva also gave him Rudra Veena. He said, okay, any other benediction? Now, by the time he saw Parvati, he said, wow, she's so good. Now, Parvati could see that this person is going to ask me. And then she was praying, oh Lord Hari, please protect me. Because my husband is so simple, so innocent hearted, he would just say, Tathastu. What to do? Oh Krishna, oh please help me, please help me, please help me. And then through this telepathy connection, Bluetooth connection, Wi-Fi connection, so Krishna said, yeah, don't worry. Whatever he asks for, just do. I will save you. Don't worry. So, that, so Lord Shiva, one more benediction I have. Yeah, sure, please. I want a beautiful wife. Okay, Tathasu. Parvati, please go. Okay. And then Ravana was so happy. He was carrying Parvati on his shoulder. And he was so happy that, yes, finally I've got such a beautiful lady in my life. Parvati, wow! Then came a nice Brahmin boy. And he was walking along with Ravana. And he was laughing. Ravana said, excuse me, why are you laughing like this? I am taking Parvati on my shoulder. Are you envious? He said, no. No. Actually, P for Parvati and P for piracy. She's a pirated version. What do you mean? P for Parvati and P for piracy? Yes. Actually, real Parvati, she's not the real one. She's a pirated copy. You are so innocent. You are so simple, Ravana. After all, you are a Brahman. I am Brahman. I can empathize with you. You are befooled by Lord Shiva. How can somebody give one's wife so easily? Think about it. And she is also on their shoulder without any difficulty. She is not having any resentments. Come on. Use your brain. You have got 10 brains, Baba. Yeah, that's true. Then where is the real Parvati? Real Parvati is with Maidanav. And the name of that Parvati, they have named as Mandodari. But actually, she is Parvati. This is pirated copy. Thank you very much. Parvati, please get down. Go back to Lord Shiva. I want the real stuff. Yes. And then he moved. And then he said, thank you very much, Brahmana, for your guidance, for your help. I'm just a well-wisher, you know. I'm just a well-wisher. Yeah, that's it. So that's the nature of the demigods. They ask something from their deities, and then even they want to enjoy the property, the very property of that person. Like in India, people celebrate Deepavali. And on Deepavali, they have high-stake gambling. Now, where is it given in Ramcharitmanas or Valmiki Ramayana or Kamba Ramayana or Adhyatmik Ramayana? As soon as Sita and Ram entered Ayodhya, all the Ayodhya Vasis rushed towards casino and they celebrated and welcomed Sita and Ram by going to casino. Is it mentioned anywhere? No. But there are so many people in India, they play high-stake jua, high-stake gambling. Why? Well, it's Deepavali. Achha. So on Deepavali, what happened actually? Well, on Deepavali, Sita and Ram, they came back to Ayodhya from Lanka. Oh, I see. And whom do you worship? Well, we worship Lakshmi and Ganesh. Yes, excuse me, we got not understand. You know, Sita and Ram, they are coming from Lanka to Ayodhya. So we should be worshipping Sita and Ram. Now, Baba, what is there in worshipping Sita and Ram? We want money. Money is from Lakshmi. And we want auspiciousness. That comes from Ganapati Bappa. So Lakshmi and Ganesh. Jai Shri Shri Gonitai ki jai. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So in India, like that, so people worship Lakshmi. And even Lakshmi and Ganesha are astonished. Lakshmi would ask Ganesha, you are son of Parvati and Shiva, right? Yeah. And you are wife of Lord Narayan, yeah. So we are being worshipped together, yeah, because these people can do anything. They are least bothered about worshipping even demigods. They are not devotees of demigods. They are actually devotees of their own desires. And that's it. Material desires. And that's why Shri Prabhupada, he quotes chapter 7, verse number 20. Kamasyasya hridayajnana prapadyante anya devata. Those whose intelligence is stolen by material desires, they worship the demigods. And those who worshippers of demigods, they are not devotees of demigods. They are worshippers of their own desires. And that's why in India we see that people merge even two personalities, like Sai Ram, Sai Sham. Now Sai Baba is a different personality and Ramji is a different personality. But now in India people merge these two personalities as Sai Ram, Sai Sham, because we want our desires to be fulfilled. Like Santoshima, she does not exist. Now from where came Santoshima? She came from one movie, Bollywood movie, Jai Santoshima. And there was a disclaimer, all the characters of this movie are fictitious, don't take to your heart. But Indians, they are very hearty people. So every Friday they started fasting on for Santoshima. Even there was India-Pakistan match on Friday. So the Indians were saying, well, it's Friday. They would go for namaz. So Pakistan is going to win this match. So somebody said, well, it's Friday, it's Santoshima day. We would fast and India would win. And that day India won. So Santoshima works also. Wow, that's great. So that's the condition of the demigod worshippers. They can do anything and everything. Like here, the example is even that Nalku and Manigreev, they are the devotees of Lord Shiva. Yeah. So Lord Shiva, he gives two kinds of mercy. One is known as Sa Kapat Kripa and the other is Nish Kapat Kripa. That mercy which is mixed with hypocrisy, that is duplicity. And another is Nishkapat Kripa, that means that's pure mercy. So those who go to the demigods, especially like the Lord Shiva, for material desires, he gives them Sakapat Kripa. So that the material desires can be met, and then ultimately they frustrate their material desires, they are frustrated, and then finally they can come to Krishna. And that's why we see whether Banasur or even Ravana, they would invoke the presence of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva comes also. Sometimes it is asked that how come Lord Shiva is fighting against Krishna, because he knows that Krishna is the Lord. So that people can know that actually he is the Lord. I would be defeated. Like in the case of Banasura also, I mean later on in this 10th canto would come that episode. But why is this so? Harishna Bhavati. But why is this so? So that he can actually show that Lord Krishna is superior to me. That's why. Like in Ramayana, there comes this episode where there was war between Shivji and Lord Krishna, and then Supreme Lord Vishnu, he just cut off all the weapons of Lord Shiva, and then Lord Shiva dropped his bow, and this bow fell in Mithila. So then later on, Sri Ram would come and Sri Ram would pick up this bow, while stringing it, break the bow. So that way is when he accepts even some invitations from the demigod worshippers or even from the demons. Why so? So that it can be established that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Yes. Like in the case of Mohini Murthy also, we see that Lord Shiva, he is running after Mohini Murthy to show that again that yes, he is the Lord. He is the Lord. Many times he fights with the demons, and then he says, well, I've got nothing to do. Like there was one great demon, and Lord Shiva was fighting with this demon. And then this demon, he destroyed all the weapons of Lord Shiva. And then Lord Shiva was standing just like a devotee standing in Mangal Arati. Standing. And then he prayed to Lord Krishna. And then Lord Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra expanded as the trident of Lord Shiva. And Lord Krishna expanded as Nandi, so to serve his own devotee. So that way we see that many times Lord Shiva, either he is prayerful to the Lord or he is serving the Lord like that. So sometimes he does Sakapat Kripa to those who have material desires. He does Sakapat Kripa. But there are also cases where he does Nishkapat Kripa. Like many of the devotees who have joined ISKCON, earlier they were devotees of Lord Shiva, including myself. I was a hardcore devotee of Lord Shiva. It took me 3 days to accept that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. In fact, when I got in touch with ISKCON, and devotees would defeat me, they would smash all of my arguments. And then gradually my heart was going towards Krishna. And then I went to Shivlinga and I prayed to Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva, please, what is happening to me? My attraction is going towards Krishna. This should not happen. My loyalty is for you. Please help me. Please. And I was weeping. And Lord Shiva did not help me even in one iota of mercy. He said, no. Since you want to do devotion, then you should go to Krishna. And this is my Kripa. This is Nishkapat Kripa. When Lord Shiva does Nishkapat Kripa, he acts like Guru. Guru Tattva. Just like Guru Tattva is in between the Lord and the living entity, so that the living entity can be connected to the Lord. Because Lord is all blissful and we are all miserable. So there should be some common intersection, and that is Guru Tattva. So that they can be connected to the Lord. Similarly, Lord Shiva also, he is a Tattva in between the Lord and the living entity, so that they can be connected to the Lord. That's why he is there in between. So those who are having material desires, Sakapat Kripa. Those who are having no material desires, just attraction for Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, you are so beautiful. Oh Lord Shiva, you are so merciful. So those who are having such aptitude, and then Lord Shiva blesses them as well with bhakti. Like that. So here also then Srila Prabhupada, he describes in the purport that those who are intoxicated, those who are proud, especially in the case of devotees, Lord knows how to diffuse that pride. Because as soon as Krishna sees pride on a devotee, he says, well, now I am so anxious to pinprick that boil of pride in my devotee. Like this comes in Kathopanishad, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes this incident, that how the Lord purifies the devotees from pride. Once the demigods, they were victorious over the demons, and they were celebrating, cheers, cheers, yeah, party man, party, yeah, yeah. And they were celebrating. And Lord could see, well, they have become proud. Maha. So Lord came in the form of a Brahmin boy. He said, Namaskaram, Namaskaram. Oh great demigods, congratulations, Namaskaram. Oh yes, oh Brahmin boy, today we are very happy. Ask for anything you want to ask. He said, well, not much. I've got this blade of grass. If you can kindly burn this, so that I can give this grass to my mom. She is to make some pizza. So if you can kindly burn this grass, I would be very grateful to you. Yeah, sure. Such an insignificant task. Fire God, Agni Dev, please do the needful. And then fire demigod, he was trying his level best, but he could not burn the blade of grass. And then all the fuel was finished. He said, well, Indra, fuel finished. What? You could not burn the blade of grass with all of your might? Okay, other demigods, try. So all of them, they tried, and they could not burn that blade of grass. And finally Indra came with his vajra, and all the demigods, they attacked those collection of blade of grass. But after some time, even vajra became discharged, So there was some sparking. My God, what's this? We together could not burn this blade of grass. And then that Brahmin boy said, no, it's okay, it's okay. I came with a lot of hope that you demigods, people call you demigods, very powerful people. But you could not burn the blade of grass. It's okay, it's okay. I'll go somewhere else. And Indra said, no, 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 no. We were celebrating. We were partying. There is only one person who can do ragging of all the demigods together. Combined in one shot. And that's Lord Hari. So kindly reveal your identity. Who are you, Brahmin boy? And the Lord Hari manifested, yes, that's me. Because I could see here are my devotees. They are becoming proud. So as soon as my devotees, they become proud. So I become very anxious. I become very restless. Then I have to break that pride, crush that pride in a very innovative way, in a very creative way. So that's why I thought that I should come with this plan that kindly burn this blade of grass. All of you together could not even burn blade of grass. Even that becomes possible because of my mercy. Yes, our merciful master. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. So whenever there is pride, especially here it is mentioned that they were proud of their beauty. Once devotees have brought Miss Mexico to Srila Prabhupada. And devotees were looking at that, this Miss Mexico, she's so beautiful. Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, she's so beautiful. And then when she left, Srila Prabhupada said, well, her stool also would smell foul, just like your stool, right? The devotee said, yeah, Srila Prabhupada. Immediately, yeah. In fact, once devotees were there on airport, so their air hostess, they are beautiful, nice figure, designer clothes. And one disciple was looking at the air hostess. And then Srila Prabhupada saw this disciple. And then Srila Prabhupada came near this disciple. And then Srila Prabhupada said, she's beautiful, right? Oh, now this is very embarrassing. Spiritual master catching the disciple red-handed, looking at somebody with that kind of... So, Srila Prabhupada said, she's beautiful, right? Srila Prabhupada, I'm very sorry. And then Srila Prabhupada said, if the creation is so beautiful, how beautiful the creator would be. And as soon as he said that, immediately all of that illusion which was there upon the head of this disciple, vanquished. Yes. So that's why sometimes the pride can enter the heart even of a disciple. This pride, because we have seen that usually those who are very talented, those who are very intelligent, or those who are very resourceful, it is very difficult for them to become good disciples. Sometimes. Because they see that, well, I am so intelligent. I am more intelligent than my spiritual master. I know more verses than my spiritual master. I am a better teacher than my spiritual master. I am more famous than my spiritual master. So I am better than my spiritual master. And that's the finishing of the career of that devotee. Being very intelligent. Like we see that Dr. Patel. Most spicy conversations are there with Srila Prabhupada of Dr. Patel. Now those who have heard about the conversation of Srila Prabhupada, they say, well, let's choose Dr. Patel conversations. Because he was very scholarly. And whatever he would present, then Srila Prabhupada would have very beautiful presentation. The Vedic view, the Vaishnava view on that. So, once Srila Prabhupada said actually that Dr. Patel, he's a Mayavadi. He's an impersonalist. And this thing, when Dr. Patel came to know, he said, well, Srila Prabhupada, how can you say that I'm a Mayavadi? I'm an impersonalist. I'm a devotee. I'm a Vaishnava. So, Tamalakrishna Maharaj, he asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, you mentioned that he is a Mayavadi, he is an impersonalist, but he claims to be a Vaishnava. So who is he actually? Is he an impersonalist or is he a Mayavadi? Or is he a devotee? Srila Prabhupada, then he narrated one story. He said there was once a scholar and he knew many languages. And he was so fluent in all the languages that he challenged that if anybody can guess the mother tongue of the scholar. Because he was so pakka, even in pronunciation. Because there are people who are scholars, but in pronunciation they have this mother tongue influence. Like for example, an English person, if he speaks Hindi, so he would say, Namaste, humko aake aach laga. So you would conclude, oh, he's an English guy speaking Hindi. Right. Or say a Punjabi speaking English. When did you come to Vrindavan? It is so nice to see you. Have a nice trip. Thank you. Changa hai. Oh, it's a Punjabi guy speaking English. So everyone has got this mother tongue influence. So the scholar was not having even mother tongue influence. He was so pakka. So he challenged that, okay, if anybody can guess what's my mother tongue. Srila Prabhupada is telling this anecdote. So one guy said, in the evening I'll tell you what is your mother tongue. In the evening. He said, okay, alright. Where do you stay? Well, I'm staying there. Okay, alright. In the evening this guy came, knocked the door of the scholar. And then as the scholar opened the door, this person started speaking foul words, insulting him, abusing him. And then this person replied in Bengali. He said, your mother tongue is Bengali. He said, yeah, you are right, but how come? He said, when somebody is provoked, then what is inside comes outside. So nobody gives slang in other languages. One gives foul language or whatever in its own language, because then somebody is angry. So then Srila Prabhupada said, just like when this person was provoked, he spoke Bengali. Similarly, when I provoke Dr. Patel, then all this Mayavad comes, but Mayavad. So externally he quotes Vaishnava scriptures and Vaishnava shlokas, but when he is pushed, then comes the real colors. The real color is that is a Mayavadi actually. But we see that Dr. Patel had so many conversations with Srila Prabhupada, but he could not become a devotee. Why? Because he was so much obsessed with this knowledge. So one has to sideline this knowledge, the mundane knowledge. One has to do that. Like when 5th canto was released, Srila Prabhupada said some of the devotees would leave our movement. Because many of the descriptions, they do not match with modern scientific discoveries and inventions and facts and figures. They do not match. And that's why when 5th canto was released, Srila Prabhupada said some of the devotees would leave our movement. Like you mentioned, there are eagles who can even catch elephants. How can eagle lift an elephant? A cosmological thing. So that's why Srila Prabhupada said, because mundane knowledge, it influences a person to such an extent that it is so difficult to take to the instructions of the spiritual master. Like during those days, this moon expedition and moon landing was hot. There is a hot topic. And on the television, there is a person who is walking. Talk, talk, talk. And then devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, just see, they are on the moon. Srila Prabhupada said, no, he might have landed upon Rahu, but not on moon. To enter the moon, they need that kind of body to be on the moon. And this devotee, because he was not having faith in the spiritual master, he was doubtful. And once he went for cooking. So Yamuna Mataji was also there as for cooking services, and he was also there. And Yamuna Mataji, even though she had only one or two saris, but she was always clean. But somehow this person could not manage the cooker, and the soot was there all over his body. And then he came to tell Srila Prabhupada, you know, the rice got burnt. And as he came with soot all over his body, and then Srila Prabhupada said, just see, he has returned from the moon. But later on he left. Why? Because this mundane knowledge was there, which was stopping him to accept the words of the spiritual master. Sometimes when there is too much talent also, that also gives pride. Once devotees, they brought one very talented pop singer to sing Guru Puja, so that Srila Prabhupada would hear the melodious Guru Puja. And then he started singing Guru Puja. Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. Hey, hey, Shri Guru. And Srila Prabhupada could see this perverted version of Guru Puja. He did not say anything. He just moved his hand. That just move this guy. That's it. And then Srila Prabhupada said, where is Loknath Swami? Bring Loknath Swami. And then Loknath Maharaj, when he came, and then when he started, Shri Guru Charana Padma. And the Maharaj said, and then Srila Prabhupada said, that's what I call Kirtan. That's what I call Kirtan. So this person who was having this talent, that he's a pop singer, he's very melodious. Well, excuse me. So sometimes those who are too talented for them, when they are too much, they identify with their talent. They identify with their intelligence. So intelligence is made of rajas. So that's why it is very difficult for very intelligent people to become very humble devotees. But in case they do so, they become very humble devotees. They can be ravishing. They are. So that is, if somebody is very intelligent, at the same time very innocent, that's a deadly combination. Because intelligence is working as subordinate to devotion to Sri Guru or Krishna. So then the person can do miraculous things actually. So we see that in this way, this Nal Kuvar and Mani Greev, how they were intoxicated with pride. And here it is mentioned that those who are not becoming devotees of Lord Krishna, they get addicted to material pleasure. This happens, this naturally happens actually. Only Lord Krishna, He removes all of this. Yes, and that's why even devotee, even if some kind of attitude is there so that I can fulfill my desires, then even for that we should go to Krishna. Even for material desire, devotee should not go to demigods. Shripad Ramanujacharya says, in case you have got some kind of ailment, and the remedy of that ailment is that you get prasad of some demigod, then Shripad Ramanujacharya says, better you die. But don't take prasad of the demigods. We take prasad only of Krishna. And in fact, Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur quoting this, he says that if somebody takes prasad of the demigods, then it's an offense to Bhakti Devi. So even for material desires, we will go to Krishna. Because Krishna fulfills material desires in a way that there are no more material desires. He knows that art. So even if a devotee has got material desire, I would approach Krishna. That's the thing. Now there was one friend of mine. He had the desire to marry a beautiful girl. That in my life, whether I may do something or not, one thing I will do for sure, I'll marry a beautiful girl. And then he got a Punjab, Chandigarh, beautiful girl, MBA, very nice. Buttery, smooth skin, very, very good. But after marriage, he discovered that this lady gets into fits whenever she feels excited. Now, after marriage, there are many instances where somebody can feel excited. So anything would happen, then and then foam is coming out, and then he would say, okay, sorry, nothing. We'll just chant Hare Krishna. That's it, no, nothing. So Krishna fulfilled his desire in a way that he had no more material desire. So even if somebody has got material desire, we would not go to demigods. We would go to Krishna, because Krishna is such an amazing personality. Wow. If somebody starts understanding the beauty of Krishna's purification process, we would fall in love with Krishna even more. That, oh Lord, what a person you are. What a person you are, actually. You should be my true Valentine, because you purify in such a beautiful way. Sometimes in a mild way, sometimes in a hammering way, but whatever it is awesome. So even if a devotee has got material desires, well, we take shelter of Krishna. That's it. Alright, I'll stop here. Maybe 10 minutes are there for comments and maybe some questions. I'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Hey, something from Maharaj and Prabhuji. Prabhuji. Okay, very good question. Prabhuji has asked. Prabhuji, on the mic, you can ask once again. Prabhuji.
Prabhupada often said anyone who takes up this process of devotional service is very intelligent. You consider it.
Yes.
He says all my disciples are intelligent.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. So very good question. So all my disciples are intelligent. Because they have come to Krishna, that's why they are intelligent. Now there are various levels of becoming intelligent. So they have begun to become intelligent. Like all the four people who are given in the next verse of this verse, which is quoted here in the purport, 7.16, Chaturvidha Bhajate Imam Dhante Imam Jana Sukritan Arjuna Artho Jigyasu Artharthi Jnani Cha Vardashava. So all these four people, they are intelligent people. The one who is suffering, he did not go to demigod but to Krishna. Very good. The one who desired material opulence, he didn't go to Kubera or any other demigod but to Krishna. No, that's very good. Better than that is Jigyasu. To satisfy one's inquisitiveness, one has come to Krishna. Oh, that's very nice. The one who is in knowledge will certainly come to Krishna. Oh, that's very good. But this is the beginning of being intelligent. This is the beginning. So even somebody is materially struggling, coming to Krishna. So that way, he said that all the devotees of they are very intelligent. In fact, we see that anyone who is selflessly devoted even to Jesus Christ pushes the person to Krishna. Because he is also acting like a guru. So ultimately, even somebody is a Christian, say in his pre-devotional life, or a Hindu, or a Muslim, or whatever, when he comes to Krishna, that's a mercy. That's a mercy. And that's why, because he is devoted to Krishna, even though with material desires, akama sarva kamuva, but this person should be considered intelligent. Although he's beginning to become intelligent, and then gradually he can become the intelligent, who is divinely intelligent. So that way, all of them are intelligent, but yes, they are becoming more intelligent, and then more intelligent, and then ultimately, most intelligent. So that is, Prabhuji, that's my understanding is.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Oh, yes, Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Thanks for the wonderful class. Prabhuji, the question is, you mentioned about the demigod worship, but in a few temples of ISKCON also, we see that in the entrance there is Lord Ganesh.
Oh, yes.
So, what is our understanding? What is the principle behind that?
Actually, some of the temples, when we acquire a temple, that means that establishment was already there. So, we then do not destroy those deities of the demigods. We keep them because we respect the demigods. Like some of the temples, like say, like Lahish Chowpatty, they have Hanumanji there, right? Because they are already there, part of the project. So then we do not remove them. We respect them. But we would not see that any temple which is started from the beginning will have any demigod being installed. No. In fact, Guru Kripa Prabhu once asked Srila Prabhupada, can I worship Ganesh? Because, you know, I can get a lot of money. Srila Prabhupada said, well, if every month you can give me $100,000, because he was a fabulous fundraiser per month, then of course then you can worship Ganesh. He got the answer. He said, okay, Srila Prabhupada, just chant Hare Krishna, that's it. $100,000, and that too, those days, that was big money. But of course he did extraordinary service in service of Srila Prabhupada. So sometimes, yeah, of course, we see that this demigod worship thing is there, but we are not really worshipping them, but we pay regards to the demigods. And that is what we should do. In fact, once Navindra Maharaj, he paid obeisances to Lord Shiva, to our Shivlinga. And the devotees said, oh, we are Krishna's devotees. How can we pay obeisances to Lord Shiva? We are Vaishnavas. And then he became doubtful, actually, Navindra Maharaj. So he came to Srila Prabhupada. He said, Srila Prabhupada, devotees objected when I paid obeisances to Lord Shiva. He said, well, you must pay obeisance to Lord Shiva. He's a pure devotee of the Lord. So we pay our regards to even demigods. Sometimes I've seen neophyte preachers, they are too insulting to the demigods. But we can say that we are respectful to them, but we are not surrendered to them. We respect them. So in Hindi we say, ye poojaniya hai, but Krishna bhajaniya hai. So Krishna, for Krishna we do bhajan. We don't do bhajan of any demigod. But we do regard them. In case there is a demigod temple, we seek blessings. Oh Mother Saraswati, give me blessings where I understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. Why not? We can do that. Seek blessings. Seeking blessing is good. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay, yes, Rupa Hanji, Prem Prakash Rupa.
I wanted to ask you, thank you for a dramatic presentation of Na Janam Na Janam. So, you mentioned that, you know, once a devotee tries to understand in the last purificative process of Krishna, he falls more in love for Krishna.
Yeah, that's true.
But as practicing devotees and
trying
to serve Srila Prabhupada, and when you actually start going through certain purificative process,
Yes.
And why is it that the mind doesn't get into the intelligence or the heart, doesn't get into the right place to understand that this is for my purification and we should just go through it. After we start developing our own understanding of things, praying to Krishna, trying to, constantly trying to resolve it and make it more favorable for us.
Yes.
Rather accepting that as a purification. So what is your understanding?
Okay, once Srila Prabhupada said, I can make you perfect right here, right now. And the devotee said, please do that. Please do that. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, I'll not do that. But why? And then Srila Prabhupada said, because I want you to experience the sweet struggle of cultivating Krishna consciousness. So it's a sweet struggle. If you ask any struggling devotee, leave, man, just go back to your original life, Coca-Cola, movies, girlfriends, come on man, just leave it. Why are you struggling chanting Hare Krishna? Why are you struggling? Just leave it, man. The devotee would say, no Prabhu, no, I know I'm struggling, but I will not leave it. Well, you are struggling, man, you are having fun, man, come on, go back to Las Vegas. No. Because this struggle is also sweet struggle. Now, how to experience the sweetness of the struggle? We can learn from Bhima. When he went to kill Bakasur, so Bakasur came, so he was fighting with Bakasur with left hand and with right hand he was eating. So fighting and eating was happening simultaneously. Similarly, a devotee should take nourishment by Harikatha, Harinam regularly and fighting with Anarthas. So when this thing happens parallelly, wow! But when somebody is fighting with the demon of Anarthas, lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion, ego, oh my God, then it becomes very difficult. It is just that when we give up this part, That means eating, nourishment. This we should do. And then we would see that even struggles, they are good. When we fight with lust, it's good. Whenever, like one of my brahmachari friends, he was sharing, I asked him, whenever you feel lusty, what do? He said, I sing the song Gopinath. Mama nivedana shuno vishai durjana sada kamarata kichu nahi mora guna Gopinath. Now singing this song like this, oh Lord, I'm vishai durjana. I'm a person who is attached to sense enjoyment. Oh Lord, please accept me. Now this thing is very sweet actually. Ei matra asha mama tomar charane ahai tuki bhakti hriday jage anukshane. That's my only desire, that to have devotion towards the lotus feet, oh Krishna, please. Acha, how much attachment you want? Vishaye je priti ebe achaye amar sei mata priti hauka charane tumar. Oh Lord, the amount of attachment I have for this sense enjoyment, may that spontaneous attraction and attachment be there for you, oh my Lord. Now this prayers, this expression of love, it makes the whole thing very sweet actually. So that's why even if we are struggling, it's a sweet struggle. It's a sweet struggle. Otherwise, sometimes we'll ask, you know, so much of chanting Hare Krishna, when we would become perfect? Well, it's a sweet struggle. Yeah. Once a devotee met a guy met a devotee. He said, what's your philosophy? A devotee said, well, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Okay, when do you chant? He said, in the morning, 5:15 to 7:15 we chant. So he came through to the temple and devotees were chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rama. Hare Krishna, Ram 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 Krishna Ram Ram. So he went to that devotee. He said, well, you told me your philosophy is chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Is this what you call happy? Is this what you call happy? So devotee said, well, yesterday I met you and I gave you the gist of the philosophy. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. The complete philosophy is chant Hare Krishna, struggle and then be happy. So currently they are struggling, later on they will be happy. Alright, it's already 9 now. So thank you all very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.